This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
With a new year in full swing, you're likely one of the people just trying to simplify life, especially dinner. But who feels like cooking on those long, dark winter evenings after work? That's where Home Chef can be a lifesaver. They deliver fresh, pre-portioned meals, taking such a huge weight off your plate. From hearty, cozy dinners to oven-ready meals, you basically just pop in and relax. The recipes are simple, the food tastes amazing, and you don't have to overthink dinner. Home Chef really makes cooking easy. Fresh food delivered, clear instructions, and meals that actually taste great. And people really love it. Home Chef is rated number one by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. They even work with chefs like Gordon Ramsay to bring restaurant-quality recipes home. With over 30 options a week, from quick lunches to family-sized dinners, and customers saving an average of $86 a month, it just fits real life. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/warriors. That's homechef.com/warriors for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/warriors. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Hey everybody, welcome to a Warriors split. A back-to-back, a big back-to-back. I'm here with Nick Friedell, Warriors plus minus. Oh, I should have said that's an edition of split the back-to-back edition. We are recording this in the final minutes of the Warriors. I assume will be a victory in Memphis. Big thing for me, Nick, on this one. This is why the Warriors can't tank, because there's other teams that are going to tank way, way harder than them, even if they had any idea about doing, which they don't. What are you going to do? How are you going to lose to Memphis in this situation? Now, they did lose to New Orleans, but New Orleans is not tanking. They don't have their first-round pick. They're just terrible. Memphis, no Ja Morant, no Zach Edey, no Cedric Howard, no Zach Randolph, no Marc Gasol, no Mike Conley Jr., Tony Allen. I don't think he was healthy either. So, well, by the way, they just get a dunk. So I was a little worried that they might blow this. They're not going to blow this. They're up 131-105. I don't know what the final score is going to be. But, Nick, they can't tank. How can you tank in this situation? There's just too many teams tanking way ahead of them. The Warriors are going to get their 31st victory of the year. They're going to end up with 39, 40 maybe even if they're not playing everybody every time. I don't know, maybe 38, but that's what pops in my head. Does that pop in your head at all, Nick?
Absolutely, and anybody who was holding out hope, Tim, that the Warriors were going to shut it down and we weren't going to see Steph and they were going to find their way in the lottery. Good luck with that plan, because look at Memphis. I mean, Memphis wanted no part of whatever was happening in this game.
No, G.G. Jackson did. G.G. Yeah. Jackson sure
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I mean, it's a set. You know what I kept thinking as I was watching this one was, it's a sad state of affairs that the league is in, that anybody who is even halfway paying attention can watch 2 minutes and be like, yeah, this team, they're just not into it tonight. They want no part of winning these games. And it's permeated to really stain the brand this season of the league. And that is a much bigger issue that the Warriors don't have to deal with, because they're still playing for something. They want to get into the postseason, maybe give somebody a push in the first round if they can get in the play-in. But anybody who was still holding out on the idea of let's shut it down and just play for next year, there's no way. I mean, half the teams in the league damn near are tanking their asses off because they're tanking hard. And the Warriors just aren't going to do that.
No, they're not. And this is without Steph Curry, obviously, without Jimmy Butler, with Draymond was out today. Porzingis did not go on this road trip. That's going to be a question mark, is, you know, with an illness. I don't know what the illness is. I don't know if it's associated to the illness that's, you know, what the virus that knocked him out for a bunch of games the last few years. But, hey, listen, well, let's talk about the game a little bit. I thought, you know, there's guys, there are role players who are playing hard and who are doing the right stuff. They're not going to do it every night. They didn't do it last night. Well, certainly not in the first quarter. But Guy Santos, right? Will Richard, after a terrible game last night, plays a very solid game. You're just seeing some things. Pajemski has had better games, but he was not terrible. Like, there's guys, Spencer. Like, I don't know what that means for the future, but at least you're seeing stuff from them, which is better than not seeing stuff from them.
And Tim, on top of that, I look at a guy like Malachi Leone.
There you go. You're right on top of that one.
A two-way guy who's getting all these rebounds. You're like, huh? Like, what? But, you know, when you're dressing nine guys, as the Warriors did, then you've got to get contributions up and down. The guy I would focus on as we go through at least a breakdown of what happened against the Grizzlies is Al Horford. Yep. Because, Tim, you and I and Marcus, we were on the podcast throughout the early part of the season. Horford was terrible. He was playing really poorly. He was hurt. He had the sciatica issue. The first half of Al's year was bad. He has come back, and Fitz mentioned this on the telecast, but since right about Christmas, it was like, okay, he looks like his old self. And can he maintain that? And will he be able to go up against, you know, Jokic as they had hoped? I mean, that'll probably end up being in the first round maybe at this point. But for Horford to come back from just a terrible, terrible start to his Warriors career and rebound to a point where you go, oh, I see the old Al Horford in there. He still exists. I think it's a credit to him for not punting the season completely. And when you watch him in these games especially, you see a proud pro who still wants to give a professional effort every night.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, 39-year-old on a new team, you could imagine there was a reason for a slow beginning. Now, it lasts a long time, maybe longer than anybody would have expected. I don't think Al was thrilled with it. But, you know, 20 games to get into it, 30 games to get into it, maybe 40 games to get into it. But he's like playing the low post against, like, obviously, yeah. Memphis didn't really have a center. So they're playing this weird little defense and they're putting a small guy on him and having and double teaming him as soon as he gets the ball in the post. But the Warriors have not had a center. Nick, you have not seen this as much as Marcus and I have, but I cannot remember the last time the Warriors had a center who caused teams to double team. Now, Porzingis did a little bit in the Celtics game, but that was like strategy. Like, they were putting Hauser on him in order to double team him. This was like, okay, we can't handle this guy down low, so let's send a double team at him. That changes things a little bit. Again, tanking Memphis, obviously they're scattered. Everything's not put together. But when you have the ability to throw it to a big guy on the post that causes the defense to have to double team him, yeah. There's all of a sudden guys are open, right? There's lanes. There's things that are happening. Warriors haven't had that. They won four championships without it, essentially. And that's okay. But in this new world where they're trying to have to figure out other things and they don't have Jimmy Butler and they don't have Steph Curry, God, my God, having a center that forces defenses to do stuff is a huge luxury. And again, it looks different when that happens because just not used to seeing it very much.
Well, Tim, to your point, and since the last time we talked, it's like these last few games have been a reminder of what could have been. Because you plug Porzingis out there in that Boston game, and while he was very much rusty and we haven't seen him since, you saw what the Warriors have seen all along. You saw a huge rim protector really needs to get more game reps in, but who could hit from the outside. And you go, oh, well, that would work pretty well with Steph Curry if he were playing. And to exactly what you're saying about Horford. And, yes, it's all couched by the fact that Memphis is taking and they've given up on the year. Fine. But the idea is still the same. If you plug Al Horford, who knows exactly what to do down low, and you create more space for the rest of your guys, you can see – where it was supposed to go. Of course, Steph's not out there. Porzingis is sick and not feeling great again. And there are a whole lot of flaws that we could get into. But at least these last couple games with those guys out there, you see potential for still what could potentially be there in the rest of this year. But as we know, we touched on Porzingis. And as we sit here now, we still don't really know much more about Steph. And it's just a waiting game of when that knee is starting to feel better.
I think when the coming out of the break, I said over under for both players was 15 games played of the remaining 27. I did not know at that point that Steph was going to be out for another 10 days. And I did not know that Porzingis was going to be sick immediately after his debut. But you can guess that that wasn't going to be a shock. It might be 15 games total for
them. Yeah, combined.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they would like more than that from Steph. Who knows from Porzingis? But, like, if they get 10 out of each, I think they'd be thrilled. I don't think they're going to get 10 out of each. But you want to see it. You want to see how it flows. Also, I'm looking at that saying, you know, it's going to be tough for them to keep D'Anthony Melton as well as he's played. He didn't play tonight because he doesn't play the back-to-backs because, you know, he's not going to be a minimum salary guy next season, not the way he's played. He's coming back. He's mostly been healthy. They don't really have the way to bring him back unless they get under luxury tax and can give him non-taxpayer mid-level. But You know, the only way they can do that basically is if they let Porzingis walk. But they also might, you know, you're going to want, if Al Horford wants to play and you don't have Porzingis, I think you kind of would like to have Al Horford back. So these are two important players, which Kerr has said over and over again, what they've added, the professionalism, the veteran sense, just the toughness with the ball. Warriors, even if they figure out some stuff, they lose Melton and Horford from what kind of was the best of this year. That's a step backwards just right there.
It is spot on. And I would tell you that if they lose Melton after what he has shown, Tim, that is just a big step back. And the question about money and how much he would take or how much less he would be willing to go to stay, that is fascinating. But to take the New Orleans game, this is a guy who's playing for a new deal.
Yep.
It's very, very clear. It's another reason why the idea of the Warriors tanking out the rest of the year just is never going to happen. You've got a lot of proud players on this team and a lot of guys that are looking to make money in the future. Melton seems very comfortable within the framework of this system. He really enjoys working with the training staff when you listen to him, and he credits them for helping him get back out on the floor. But – Tim, if they lose Melton, and it's unbelievable even going through these sentences right now, given where the season started, but going into next year without Jimmy Butler, the uncertainty about what's going to happen with Draymond, Steph, the idea of Steph playing a full season anymore is probably fool's gold because he does have all these injuries that he's dealing with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch.
Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If they're not able to keep him, you can, I mean, Horford can stay and that would be a plus, but Melton has given them a whole different dynamic and Steve Kerr can plug him into any lineup. If he's not back, all of a sudden, instantly, you really, I mean, the fan base is already not feeling good about next year. You lose Melton and it's going to be worse than that.
This is not a great equivalency because either way, you're not going to be a championship team, and that is the measure by which they hold themselves. That's why their fan, you know, the level their fans hold it to. But the way I presented it is the way it essentially is. If they re-sign Porzingis for anything close to 30, which is what he's making now, and it won't be 30, but it could be 22 or something, you're likely to still be in a luxury tax. Mm-hmm. Or if you trade him for another player who's making that much, and he presumably would be wanting to trade him for a player who's making more than that because you want that quality of a player, you're going to be in a luxury tax.
Right.
And you're likely to lose Melton. Who would be more important for them to keep on this team? Again, I'm not saying it's for the championships. I'm just saying who's more important if you're plotting out the Warriors, Anthony Melton or Kristaps Porzingis? I think it's worth a discussion. You know, it's amazingly worth a discussion. And one of them is going to be coming at the mid-level if you can get them, which is what, 8.9 or what is it now? Oh, I don't even know. They haven't had the non-tax mid-level. I think it's 10 now, right? It's 10.
It's right in there. Yeah, that sounds right.
So you get Melton at 10.8 or whatever the mid-level is. I blank, like, don't aggregate me. I mean, people love to aggregate me, by the way. It's a little annoying. But whatever that number is, or Porzingis at 25. Man, I mean,
well, but Tim, if I remember from what our friend Danny LaRue told me a few weeks ago, they can only go 20% above what they would have paid him to begin with. So there's only so much they're going to be able to offer in general because
to Porzingis or to Melton?
To Melton. So
can't they offer him the mid-level? They can always do that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to get themselves there. But yeah, I mean, there's, in other words, we're talking through the same thing, which is there's only so much money going to be there for D'Anthony Melton.
Yep.
And if he wants the security that he's earned through his play, especially coming off an ACL injury, you'd figure he's going to get bigger offers elsewhere. It's going to come down to just how comfortable he is here and if he's willing to take less. And if he is, great for the Warriors. They're going to have different lanes to go, but – I mean, I'm with you. If you said who had to be here the most next year between Porzingis and Melton, there's not really a question to me. I think Porzingis fits great. I just don't trust that he'd be able to stay on the floor. Melton has been very good when he's been out there, and he seems to be getting much better the more games he knocks through as part of his rehab process.
Yeah, it's just there's a ceiling there because if you're losing Porzingis, that's your great hope for growth, right? That's your X factor. That's the guy that might shoot you through a couple rounds, you know, not this year maybe, but next year. You don't think that about Melton. You just think about Melton getting you through a season and being very solid. And if it's either or, that's the conundrum because either or, they need both.
They
need Melton and somebody really good that Porzingis can get you. But the money might not be the greatest way this all works. It's where they are. We'll be talking about this a ton. Let's see how it plays out with Porzingis. And I think they'd love to see him back playing Sunday or is it Saturday? I don't even know.
Saturday against the Lakers.
Yeah, I think they'd love to see him back playing Saturday. I think they'd love to see, you know, Draymond back on Saturday. We'll see. But, you know, this is a team that's just scrapping together. I did want to ask you, Nick Friedell, you threw out a tweet the other day about all the graphics on the NBC Sports Bay Area. How much life like what? This is my life when they're on the road. I'm not traveling with them. You most of the time are. You are not now. What's it like watching the Warriors TV broadcast when you are sitting back and watching it at home?
It's just frustrating because Tim, as somebody who has lived it for so many years, kind of day to day, in these brief trips when I haven't been there, you just don't feel like you have any control. You know, you can't go talk to somebody or ask a question in a press conference or get a feel for exactly what's going on in that moment. What I always tell all my friends when I have the chance to watch games, or I flipped on our friend Tim Roy as well, you're watching a different game usually than you and I would see at Chase Center, for example. Yep. What you see on television, where we sit, at least at these home games, is way the hell up there. Mm-hmm. You just don't see or hear a big chunk of what actually happens on the floor. So in that regard, it is a completely different experience, and it's kind of an eye-opener to be able to see all these different looks that the broadcast provides. But specific to those graphics, yikes. I mean, somebody, please hit the button on, and we tried, and it just didn't work. It just didn't add much. And it was,
well, I don't know what that chart, I don't understand that chart. I have no idea what they're doing with that. And they're taking away the left corner of the screen with it. And what does it add?
It adds money. Somebody's getting paid.
Great. That's all they need, more money off of Warriors broadcast. Like, they're lacking money off on that one. It's a little weird, you know, and the circles and where the ball is and the players. I know people don't like that. I didn't even know they were doing it because they opened it home and they were doing it after the break. And they're clearly doing this after the break. I'm not as distracted by it as I think some other people. I don't love it. But you probably should know who has the ball when you're watching. You know, probably should have to be maybe sometimes only, but like the Memphis roster, maybe I guess you could do that. But it's not super edifying. But it is hilarious to see you. I always like, it's like part of it is like, yeah, I don't go on the road and I don't feel all that. And so when some people who are on the road have to watch it like me, I chuckle. And Nick, you provided me with a good chuckle last night.
That's what I'm here for, my man. I tell you one other thing though, from a distance, as because I don't get these experiences because I've been lucky enough for all these years, not just with the Warriors, but through the league with some different teams to travel all the time. What strikes me from a distance now, even these last couple days watching on television, is when you take out Steph and you take out Draymond, and you and I have discussed this for weeks, and I mean the conversation around his present and future isn't going anywhere. But when you take him off the floor, and you've already taken Jimmy off the floor, and now Porzingis, that everybody was excited about, he's off the floor. What you're taking out is so much personality of this team. And fans care about winning, as they should. I mean, if you're a fan of the Warriors, you don't care if some guy is good in an interview or not. You want to see him score a lot of points, play solid defense, and win games. I understand. I just mean, as I took a step back these last couple of days, I went, oh, my gosh. Like, there are some really good guys on this team who have really interesting stories. As far as the personality of the group, though, you take those four names and their games and what they provide, and I hear people going, oh, don't even get me started. What does Draymond provide? Miss me with all that right now. The point is, you've got three surefire Hall of Famers in Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. And Porzingis has had a bunch of health issues the last couple of years, but he is a known commodity. People know his name and his game. When they're off the floor, you're like, whoa, what is happening here? And it just, I think unless you're a diehard, it's just not as interesting to follow night to night as it is when you're being able to watch Hall of Famers all that time.
No question. And we've been spoiled with Steph. I mean, that just raises it to a level that, you know, for all these years, you've been able to go, what's Steph going to do tonight? And it's going to be something different. And a lot of teams don't have that. Or Memphis thought they had it with Ja and probably don't have it. It is just a unique situation. It will be incredibly different, and it will be not as interesting, obviously, when Steph is not here. That's why you try to preserve it for as long as possible. Enjoy it for as long as possible. Understand the moments when he's not playing. This is what it's going to be like. Everyone else has to live through that. The Warriors fans are going to have, and the Warriors franchise are going to have to live through that. Let's talk about a little bit. I mean, you know, I don't know how much we can get out of these last few weeks, but Gui Santos is somebody that, you know, I've raised my level of what I thought about him. I think he's doing more stuff. I think he's, you know, maybe last year he was a good story, but I don't know if he was going to create himself a career in the NBA. Now I think he's going to have a career in the NBA. Obviously, he's got size. Obviously, he's an incredible, you know, his pace is amazing. He just keeps going. He keeps going and going. He's a high-charged battery. His shoot, you know, he can hit the standstill three, and sometimes he can drive in there. Now, I've said, you got to just try. And he had turned down that drive many, many times, and I think he's trying now, which I think adds something to him, especially against, you know, teams like Memphis where they're not going to give much defense
to
you. Yeah, yeah. But what do you think Gui Santos' role is on a good team? Where does he fit in the rotation of a good team?
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it three times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
I think he could be maybe like the 9th or 10th guy. Mm-hmm. But Tim, where I would give Gui Santos all the credit in the world is when you talk to these coaches and they start talking about who has put in the work and who has developed their own game to get to a different place. Gui Santos is right there because they say from where he was and where he started to where he is now as he continues to develop, he has done the work to put himself in this kind of moment where he's gotten a chance to play a little bit more. And you and I have been sitting in those press conference rooms plenty of times with Steve Kerr, who will come in and say, Gui was ready to play. I love his spirit. I love the way he went about his business. And his personality, Tim, is infectious. I think people appreciate that he seems to find joy with whatever he's doing. And when he gets on the floor, he's trying as hard as he can. It's not to say that other guys don't try or haven't worked hard. That's not it. What I'm saying is that when you watch Gui Santos, you see a player who has continually gotten a little bit better. Now, what his ceiling becomes over the next couple of years, whether it's with the Warriors or somewhere else, we're going to see. But he is a tall guy who makes things happen. He started to hit more a little bit offensively with more consistency. And when you can move at the level that he can on the defensive end, you're going to give yourself a shot. So as long as he keeps putting the work and improving, I think on a good team, he'd be one of those fringe guys that hovers all year on the edge of the rotation and sometimes in it.
Yeah. And he's 23. And he is getting better. Yeah, I see, like, fourth forward, right? He, mm-hmm. Energy fourth forward. You give him 5 minutes in, you know, at the end of the first quarter, and if he's playing great, you give him another stint and a half, and maybe he gets to 15 minutes. And if it's not going well, maybe it's 10 minutes. I definitely could see that, you know, and he's played well a lot of times with Steph, and he's played well without Steph. Like, some guys, it's just with Steph, and we know we've seen it. And some guys aren't great with Steph, and he's kind of been both. So I give him full credit for that. We'll get to another topic by way of this is essentially, I don't want to go the Kuminga debate all over again, but at the end, you know, when there was no minutes for Kuminga, not just not 25 minutes, there was no minutes. It's because Gui Santos was taking those minutes.
Yeah.
And you can say that doesn't sound right. That isn't right. It's certainly a chasm in their talent level. But for what the Warriors do, playing with Steph, playing in Steve Kerr's system, at the end, this is not the whole thing, right? Moody was part of this, and Jimmy Butler's part of this. I'm just saying at the very end, mm-hmm. it was Gui Santos doing the stuff that Jonathan Kuminga could not quite fit into with the Warriors. And I understand that. Now, you know, there's another part of it that we can talk about in a little bit about what Kuminga's going to do in Atlanta, but that stuff, just doing that stuff, isn't just a Kerr, like a, you know, little weirdo. Like he just thinks that's the stuff that wins games. And if you can hustle, get at your rebounds, in which we know Gui does that, you can cut, you can, you know, move your feet on defense, hit a three, and you get better, then the bonus really is there. Now, we haven't seen that starter level, and maybe there never will be, but we're talking about an NBA rotation guy where Jonathan Kuminga could not get in that rotation.
Tim, I think the difference with Steve Kerr, again, and I think that is well put at the end of the run there, was you know every night what you're getting from Gui Santos. He is going to give you the same effort every time. He is the ultimate guy that you flip in a game that you're losing, you can't find the right combinations, and you say, hey, let's give Gui a shot. Mm-hmm. He's going to flip the energy for us. He might make a couple different plays, but he's always going to be ready. And I think in the end, at the end of that last year, that last few games with the Warriors, it's what frustrated a lot of people in the organization the most about Kuminga is you could put Kuminga in there and, hey, yes, he could go get you 20 points. I mean, the talent with Kuminga was never, ever in question. Everybody agreed. Like what we saw in that first Hawks game, hey, the talent is there. what was in question, especially later in that last year, was does he really want to be out there? And when you put him out there, what kind of effort are you going to get? And is he going to make those extra plays? And Tim, I mean, this fan base is going to fight over Kuminga, I feel like, forever and ever.
The
problem is, in the line of demarcation here is, did you believe that Kuminga was going to fit into this system and play the way that Steve Kerr wanted him to play? And I think people on both sides, whether you love Kuminga and you think he can be a star, or you couldn't stay in Kuminga and you were done with the whole storyline, the issue was that he just did not fit into the way that Kerr and the Warriors wanted to play consistently enough. And Guy Santos, while he doesn't have as much talent as Kuminga, he absolutely fits the system. And I thought what you said, whether Steph's out there or not, in a better fashion than Kuminga did, at least at the end.
Yeah, it's the end. You know, I don't want people to go crazy about this. It isn't picking Guy Santos over Jonathan Kuminga for their careers or from the moment they were, you know, drafted, not one was undrafted. I'm saying, and you and I are both saying, it's at the end when you when it really came down to it. Now, Kuminga's contractual situation was a big part of this too. It's all these things, but when it really came down to it, it was, and you know, let's just be honest, the locker room leaders also many times wanted Guy Santos out there because it just connected them better. They all respected Kuminga's talent. You know, maybe I said they wanted Kuminga out there. They wanted Santos out there, and a lot of times it's just, where is that going? How is that helping them beat the Houston Rockets in game, you know, game two? How is that going to figure out when Steph's got to get the ball over here? You got to figure out two passes that gets him the ball over there instead of the ball stopping. Now let's give Kuminga credit. Hell of a game. I didn't watch. I just saw the highlights. Jalen Johnson goes out, because there's some question about how he's going to fit with Jalen Johnson in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, both ball dominant, very athletic forwards. Now, listen, it's great to have very athletic forwards who could put the ball in the basket. Maybe it will fit together, but Jalen Johnson goes out, Kuminga comes in and scores, 26, I think? 26 and
27.
24, 27 and 24 minutes.
27 and 24, yeah.
Yeah, I think 3 for 4 from three. Yeah. He had rebounds, obviously was running the floor. The guy's got talent. There's no question about that. He can put the ball in the basket, and it would be great if he fulfills himself. He sees this. You know, he can see where he needs to go. It's not this question mark. Am I doing it right? Is Kerr liking this? I don't know if that's going to happen in Atlanta. We'll see. But credit to him.
It's not happening right now, Tim.
Yeah.
He can just go out and play.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe Jalen Johnson's out for a while. And that was part of the frustration with the Warriors, too. I'll tell you that. It's like, okay, right when they thought, okay, we're going to need you, Jimmy Butler is out. He plays one game, then hurts his knee, and that's it. And maybe he really wanted to come back, and maybe he really didn't. I don't know. Don't aggregate me. But it was something that it wasn't going to happen here. Maybe it'll happen in Atlanta. We'll see. And if people come out of this podcast saying Nick and Tim are saying Guy Santos is better than John Kuminga, that is not what we're saying. But it's just an interesting way to look at it. I might even say Moses Moody was really the one, because they're going to play Moses Moody. Right, they're going to play him. And sometimes he's very good. Sometimes he's not so good. Most of the times he's right there in the middle, shooting the three at a much better rate these days, and staying in front on defense and not needing the ball in his hands. That might have been the long-term issue with what you're going to do with Kuminga, because Moody was just going to get some of those. Again, many, many different things. But just seeing it play out, seeing what fits, seeing what works on the court, in the huddle, in the locker room, not that Kuminga was ever a problem, but where this goes, it's Guy Santos in this moment. It's just Guy Santos for what they need, wherever it's going to take him. Now, they need Porzingis, the guy they got for Kuminga, to be really good, and they need him on the team next year, or they need to be able to trade him for something. We're saying we don't know if that's going to happen, but it was somebody who was not going to play for the Warriors anymore. And if he gets 30 points for the next 20 games for Atlanta, it still doesn't mean that the Warriors, you know, are going to regret this. Maybe they regret it long term. They're not regretting the move now, because he wasn't playing for the Warriors.
That is exactly it. He could have a zillion good games in a row, and right now the Warriors would say, "Okay, we wish him luck. Let's see what happens in the future. But Tim, even as we're talking about this now, I go back to, at least in Atlanta, Kuminga is going to have every chance he wants to go do whatever it is that he wants. And you live this all those years in the beginning, it just felt like over and over, Kuminga, especially this year and especially the last couple of seasons, he's looking over his shoulder when he did mess up.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy, here it comes. Like the confidence, was you talk to guys in that room, they kept going back to the confidence, because people always kind of forget, because Kuminga had been here so long, he's still just 23 years old.
Yep.
It fluctuated. And there were times where he was like, hey, I'm going to go dominate. And there were times he'd make a mistake on the floor and go, uh-oh, you know, it's all going to come down. So every night, Kuminga's out there in Atlanta right now. He has the chance to prove everybody, Steve Kerr and Lacob and Dunleavy, everybody, that they were wrong.
No, not Joe Lacob.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess, in the end. Yeah. I mean, Lacob
for trading him.
All along, yeah. But right at the end, it felt like everybody, at least from the front office side, was like, okay. But this idea that Kuminga has this chance, and he took a good first step in his Hawks debut, but he's going to be able to go and play to the highest possible level he can. That still doesn't mean that he would have fit into this Warriors system and been a fit long-term with the pieces that they have in place now.
And the Warriors need Porzingis to play. Just period, end of statement. It's not just about the Kuminga trade. It's about he is their way up. If
absolutely.
There is one. And if he isn't, then they're going to be into the point, well, De'Anthony Melton or Porzingis, and that doesn't get them to the championship. It just gets them a little bit better. All right, Nick, you're heading off to the St. Mary's game, so I want to get you out of here. I don't want to linger. I'm worried about you getting stuck in traffic or something like that. So I got stuck on a 101 south today. A second straight time I've been stuck in traffic. The semi like burned up right there. Oh my God, it was like stuck in traffic for 35 minutes, dead stop. Really fun, Nick. Really fun stuff. I loved it. So, and that's after getting
stuck in traffic.
I got stuck in the F1 traffic on Saturday night. That was ridiculous too. So really good mood in my car these days, Nick. Get out there. Don't get stuck in any traffic. Let's have the roads clean for Nick Friedell getting out there. That is the Warriors plus minus for tonight. We'll come back maybe even with Marcus Thompson next week. We'll see. He might just be skating around in Milan for a little while longer, but maybe we'll have to return. He's texting me at least, so I know he's alive. So, all right, everybody, that is the show for today. Catch you next time.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.